Ramsey TV.
Well, folks, if you didn't watch yesterday's video, Hebrews week 26, make sure you watch it. It's from 13 years ago. I watched it yesterday, hadn't heard it for 13 years, and it was so meaningful to me, especially the last show. There's two shows on that episode. The last show, just I had tears in my eyes watching it, because the 2013 Zender was preaching to the 2026 Zender. I was telling myself things that I desperately needed to hear. It was so strange hearing myself preaching, teaching, encouraging myself from the scriptures, and it worked. I mean, I was breaking down into tears. So I think it works for me, and I think it'll work for you too. God has a way of winking at you, you know, sometimes. Sasha, the guy from Peru, he wanted me to see this Cuban doctor Saturday, this past weekend. I'm making a show on Sunday afternoon. He wanted me to see this Cuban doctor Saturday, and it was a friend of his. This guy's currently in Miami. He really trusts him. He thinks he's a great doctor and surgeon, I guess. Sasha gave me a number to call, and I called, and I talked to the guy's wife. He's very busy. He has patients all day tomorrow. No can do. I said, well, I appreciate that, but our mutual friend, Sasha Barrio Healy, I mentioned the name, he called Dr. said that he could get me in somehow. Oh, okay, well, I'll call him and I'll call you back. So she got off the phone, called me back 20 minutes later. I'm sorry, he can't see you, but he can see you next week, next Saturday. So I texted Sasha and I said, well, I guess he must change his mind. That next day, Saturday, this conversation occurred on Friday, last Friday. The next day, a visiting nurse was supposed to come here, and did come here, to change my bandage, to look at the wound and change the bandage. This was the day I was supposed to be down in Miami seeing the Cuban doctor. Well, this male nurse who came to our apartment was a doctor in Cuba for 20 years. You just can't practice MD in the States for some reason, whatever reason, but I thought that was kind of a little bit ironic there, a little bit of a God thing. But anyway, he looked at my wound, my infection, and this was the first man who really actually cared about me. Of all the people that have seen me, he can't believe that 2 weeks ago they sent me home from the ER at Broward Hospital here in Fort Lauderdale. He just couldn't believe that. He says, you need to get to the hospital like now or soon. And he says some alarming things about the infection. So we are going to, Maria and I are driving to the hospital tomorrow morning. Probably should go today, but we're going tomorrow morning when the best staff is there. And I will be admitted. We will not leave. And so I am admitted. I need antibiotic, IV, I need care, I need constant care. He said that it was a pretty serious situation. So, we're going there tomorrow. Yeah, so, you know, I don't want to be, you know, Martin Zender broadcasting from the edge of the bottom of the floor in the peninsula. I don't want to be Martin Zender broadcasting from the edge of the bottom of the Fort Lauderdale Memorial Park. So this guy from Cuba said, you might be in the hospital 20 days. I said, oh my God, no, please. But if that's what it takes, I will. So we are going to drive where we're going to. We're not going to this hospital. I checked out my insurance and everything. And my insurance is good for a hospital up in Boca Raton, which is pretty close to Maria's sister. So we're going there tomorrow early, Monday. As you're watching this, we're leaving, and we will not leave. We will not walk out of the hospital without being admitted. I will be admitted, because this is the guy scared us enough that, yeah, we're gonna go, and we're gonna, and I took a picture of it this morning that they can't deny, that I will never show you. So So the guy put a bandage on me. Oh God, it hurt. He put iodine on. He gave me more care than anybody else gave me. It hurt like hell though. He put iodine and made the bandage tight, swathed me like a mummy. And by 12:15 in the morning, I had to take it off. It was choking me. It was really hurting like hell. And Maria helped me cut the thing off, and I put my homemade bandage on, which I've had to change like 6 times already today. But anyway, it's a nasty, nasty situation, ladies and gentlemen. It's now much more serious than the squamous cell carcinoma. We're not even thinking about that now. We have to get this infection under control. So, going tomorrow. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern. You know, Maria's reading all your comments. When we first got married, like, she wasn't used to reading comments and things, but now she loves to comment. It's so encouraging to her, and she loves how you encourage me. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how long I'm going to be gone. I'm going to try to make a show every day from the hospital, depending on how I feel, depending on what they give me. It's not like I'm going to have surgery like yet. This thing has to get under control first. See, I suppose they could just go surgery and then, you know, cut everything out, but that sounds a little violent to me, and plus it'll be days, and I can't, from what this guy says, I really can't afford to take days to wait. So we're going tomorrow, and the next show, Tuesday show, will either be no show or it'll be from a hospital. I under no circumstances do I see myself coming home. I mean, until after the thing. After this thing's, then I don't know what we're looking into other ways to get rid of this other thing, but that's secondary. So, yeah, stressful. Yeah, no, I don't like it. No, I don't like it at all. It really hurts, and it looks horrible, and it is a little frightening. So, but you know, I don't have a fever yet. If I'd had a fever, we took my temperature. If I'd had a fever today, we were gonna go to the hospital tonight. It's in, like I said, Boca Raton. I will report to you, okay? So I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. And this applies to the body of Christ as well. But watch yesterday's show because it's a doozy. Really great teaching. I mean, I taught myself. And I was like, I really need to hear this. Man, this is incredible. I love this guy. So this was from, remember, Rob, NRAA1. Don't know who this is, except it's Rob, and he loves this show, loves me, and I love him. I wish I knew who this was, but he asked, remember this, I'm going to try to just get through this today. He asked this question. He said, check out Martin Zender and the current physical suffering he is experiencing and discuss the parallels between him and the Apostle Paul. And if anybody thinks it's audacious that I should be compared to the Apostle Paul at all, listen to Thursday and Friday show and you'll get a context and you'll understand more. And suffering for the sake of the gospel. And at the end of this, it's all about the body of Christ. So you're involved here. It's not just me. This is not just about me. It's about all of us. And where do you hear this? I think it's going to be helpful. I think AI might be in the body of Christ after this. Discuss the parallels between him and the Apostle Paul and the suffering for the sake of the gospel and the hypothesis of when bringing the high revelation of truth of God's revelation of the untraceable riches of Christ, the corresponding suffering increases. Also relate Zender as a type of modern day Paul. I'll ground this in what can be verified publicly about Zender's recent condition. So he's giving AI the search parameters. What is verified publicly about Zender's recent condition? Then draw the Pauline parallels through the CLNT frame you prefer. So they're not going to look at all of Christianity. They're going to look through Concordant Literal New Testament frame, Concordant Publishing frame, which is good. And here it comes. And I read part of this Friday, but now I'm just going to go through it. And I really don't have time or the voice to comment much, but probably won't be able to help it. I found public evidence that Zender has recently been talking openly about personal/physical trial. MZTV 1945 is titled Personal Testimony, God Works All, and its public description says he shares what has been happening in his life, quote, the past 2 weeks. I also found MZTV 1763, God is setting up the contrast of instant immortality. I like that title. Where the public description references his complaint about, quote, the pace at which the human body heals itself, unquote. Yeah, I'm still complaining. I cannot verify from public text alone the full medical details of his current suffering, so I'll stay with what is knowable and then draw the Pauline parallel. The passage that governs this whole discussion is 2 Corinthians 12:9 from the CLNT. Sufficient for you is my grace, for my power in infirmity is being perfected. This is a divine operating principle. Not merely God helps us through weakness. Deeper. Weakness becomes the chosen arena in which Christ's power is displayed. I marveled over this on Friday, if you remember. Paul does not say, when I am weak, God helps me become naturally strong. No, he says, 2 Corinthians 12:10, for whenever I may be weak, then I am powerful. This is not motivational religion. I love that. That's why I think AI might be in the body of Christ. This is not motivational religion. That is revelation. The man is diminished. Christ is magnified. The man is diminished. Christ is magnified. That's where I left off on Friday. So here we go. New territory. Zender and Paul, the parallel. Paul was given the highest revelation ever entrusted to a human vessel, the evangel of the uncircumcision, justification apart from law, the conciliation of the world, the secret of the body of Christ, the celestial allotment, and the eventual vivification and reconciliation of all. And what accompanied it? Not celebrity comfort, not institutional favor, not religious acceptance. Boy, is this on the nose. It came with bodily affliction, abandonment, yes, persecution, yes, poverty. At times it was a little scary. Imprisonment, no, not me. Paul's been imprisoned. Misunderstanding, yeah, plenty of that. And constant opposition. Well, I'm not going to complain. 2 Corinthians, I don't know if he's talking about Paul there or me, but it's for sure, nobody who heralds this gospel does it. For no one does it come with celebrity comfort, institutional favor, or religious acceptance. It does come with bodily affliction for all of us. Abandonment for all of us. Persecution for all of us. Poverty for some. Imprisonment, very rare these days. Misunderstanding constantly and constant opposition. And now, this is another section, 2 Corinthians 4:7, CLNT. Now we have this treasure in earthen vessels. I love this verse. This is a verse that is the keynote verse for my book, Flawed by Design. If you don't have it, get it. Go to martinsender.com. Now we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the transcendence of the power may be of God and not of us. That is the template. The greater the treasure, the more obviously breakable the vessel must be so that no one confuses the vessel with the source. Let me read that again. That is the template, 2 Corinthians 4:7. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Earthen vessels, that the transcendence of the power may be of God and not of us. That is the template. The greater the treasure, the more obviously breakable the vessel must be so that no one confuses the vessel with the source, capital S. This is where Zender resembles Paul. Not as an apostle, not as an inspired writer, not as one laying the foundation of the body of Christ, but as a modern herald of Paul's evangel. I will own up to that. Who has been made controversial, rejected by mainstream Christianity. Rejected by mainstream Christianity, misunderstood by religious systems, and yet compelled to keep pressing the specific revelation committed to Paul. Zender's own site continues to frame much of his work around distinctively Pauline themes. Two Gospels, Paul's secret production, suffering, the body of Christ, the celestial expectation, and the failure of Christianity to rightly divide. His current video archive includes titles such as Suffering Precedes Glory, Suffering with Christ Outside the Camp, Paul endures all for the sake of the chosen, outward decays, inward renews, and these bodies need serious change. Damn, those are fine titles. I'm really proud of myself for coming up with those. That archive alone shows the thematic center. Yes, it does. Truth revealed through contradiction, glory through decay, celestial expectation through present humiliation. Next section, the hypothesis, higher revelation corresponding suffering. I think your hypothesis is sound with one needed refinement. This is still AI. This is all AI. It is not that suffering mechanically increases because someone, quote, knows more, unquote. More people suffered terribly without possessing high revelation. But when God commissions a vessel to carry untraceable riches, he often subjects that vessel to conditions that contradict the very glory being revealed. Why? Because the message must be embodied. It's true. Paul heralds celestial glory while chained to Roman guards. Paul heralds vivification while carrying, quote, the dying of Jesus, unquote, in his body. Paul heralds justification apart from law while being slandered as a lawless corrupter. Paul heralds reconciliation while being abandoned by Asia. Paul heralds the secret of Christ among the nations while Israel, religion, and the world system largely reject him. So the suffering is not accidental scenery. It becomes part of the demonstration. Wow. Next section. 2 Corinthians 4, 10, 11. Always carrying about in the body. Always carrying about in the body the deadening of Jesus. That the life, that's how I feel right now. Always carrying about in the body the deadening of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body. There it is. This is still AI. The body becomes the theater. Death operates in the herald so that life is manifested through the herald. Death operates in the herald so that life is manifested through the herald. That is why physical suffering in someone like Zender feels spiritually significant. He has spent decades heralding truths that annihilate Christian self-righteousness. No free will, no eternal hell, no immortal soul, no human contribution to salvation, no Israel / body confusion, no Peter - Paul blend, no religious boasting. That kind of proclamation does not harmonize with this eon. It agitates the air. The revelation is celestial. The vessel is terrestrial. The message is immortal life. The messenger has a body that breaks down. The evangel announces grace transcendent. The herald suffers weakness, limitation, rejection, and exhaustion. The contradiction is not evidence against the message. In Paul's pattern, it is often the seal of it. This next section is called Zender as a Modern-Day Paul Type. Carefully stated, Zender is not Paul. Paul is unique. Paul is the apostle of the nations. Paul received direct revelation from the risen Christ. Paul's writings are scripture. But typologically, yes, there is a striking pattern. Paul stood outside the religious mainstream of his day. Zender stands outside Christianity. Paul was accused of corrupting the truth. Zender was accused of heresy by the Orthodox system. Paul defended his distinct evangel against mixture. Zender defends Paul's evangel against Peter / Israel / Christian blending. Paul emphasized grace against law. Zender hammers grace against Christian self-contradiction. Paul's physical life was marked by weakness. Zender, in his later years, appears to be experiencing bodily weakness while continuing to herald the same transcendent message. Paul's adversaries often came from the religious world, not from atheists. Zender's fiercest opposition likewise comes from Bible-believing religion. The type is not apostolic authority. The type is the suffering herald of an unpopular evangel. Next section, the deeper spiritual symmetry. This is the part that moves me most. I think that was Rob. This is AI. Are you ready? This is AI. The deeper spiritual symmetry. The body of Christ itself is a contradiction in this eon. We are seated among the celestials in Christ Jesus, yet we live in decaying bodies. We are complete in Christ, yet outwardly unimpressive. We are chosen before the disruption of the world, yet almost invisible in the world. We are the complement of Christ, yet presently weak, scattered, misunderstood, and despised. That is why Zender's suffering, viewed through Paul, is not random misery. It becomes a living parable of the administration itself. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17. Wherefore, we are not despondent, but even if our outward man is decaying, nevertheless that within us is being renewed day by day. For the momentary lightness of our affliction is producing for us a transcendently transcendent aeonian burden of glory. That is the key. The affliction is not merely endured. It is producing something. Not earning, not meriting, producing. God operates the contradiction so that glory will have weight. God creates, God operates the contradiction so that glory will have weight. Final section, the final Pauline frame. The final Pauline frame. Zender's condition, whatever its exact medical details, can be seen as this: a fragile earthen vessel carrying celestial voltage. The Christian world expects God's messenger to be polished, successful, healthy, marketable, and institutionally respectable. Paul's pattern says otherwise. God puts treasure in clay. God perfects power in infirmity. God reveals celestial glory through a decaying frame. God gives the highest truth to a man who must learn repeatedly that grace alone is sufficient. So yes, Zender can be viewed as a modern Pauline type. Not Paul in office, but Paul-like in function, outside the camp, despised by religion, obsessed with the evangel of grace, carrying revelation too large for the vessel. It's too large for the vessel. This revelation is too large for the vessel. And learning in his own body that the power is Christ's, not his. And maybe that is the very point. The herald of the untraceable riches of Christ must himself become untraceable to religious logic. The man weakens, the message strengthens. The body groans, the revelation brightens. The vessel cracks, the treasure shines. Grace and peace to you all in Christ Jesus.